Kicking off with African football today.
Kim, Guinea, and Tunisia posted victories Tuesday to advance to the quarterfinals at the African Nations Championship football tournament in Rwanda. In Gisenyi, Guinea edged the Super Eagles of Nigeria 1-0 on a goal by midfielder Ibrahima Sori Sankon just before halftime. Meanwhile, in the capital, Kigali, Tunisia trounced Niger 5-0. Saad Bagir had two goals for the Tunisians, while Ahmed Akachi, Ali Maloul, and Hisham Asifi completed the scoring in the big victory. Tunisia and Guinea finished on top of Group C with 5 points each, but the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia finished in first place based on a plus-5 goal difference compared with Guinea's +1. Nigeria had 4 points from 3 matches, and Niger had 1 point. Meanwhile, the last quarterfinal berth will be at stake Wednesday when Group D action wraps up in Rwanda. Zambia will meet Mali in the capital, Kigali, and Uganda will go against Zimbabwe in Gisenyi. The Chipolopolo of Zambia already have clinched a place in the quarterfinals after victories over Zimbabwe and Uganda in their first 2 matches. The Eagles of Mali, with 4 points, need only a draw against Zambia to advance. The Cranes of Uganda, with 1 point, must beat Zimbabwe to have any chance of going through. The Warriors of Zimbabwe lost their first 2 matches and will be playing only for pride on Wednesday. Zimbabwe had high hopes when this tournament kicked off, so the team's elimination is a bitter disappointment for the country's football fans. Reporter Michael Cariotti tells us more from the capital, Harare.
Excited Zimbabwe football fans pegged drinking places Saturday to watch their team play, only to be disappointed after the Warriors missed a glut of chances before crumbling to a 1-0 defeat to the Eagles of Mali. The defeat saw the Warriors in rock bottom position on the 4-team table without a point after 2 games. With Mali on 4 points and Zambia having qualified on 6 points, the Warriors have no chance of qualifying for the quarterfinals, even if they win their last game against Uganda, as they will only end up on 3 points. However, there is no agreement on what really caused the Warriors to fall from grace, with all sorts of theories being drummed up. Some say the Warriors' preparations were shoddy. Others say Zimbabwe does not have quality players, while another school of thought is of the opinion that Calisto Pasua is not the right man to coach the Zimbabwe Warriors. Soccer fan Bevan Gonese feels the Warriors were not good enough for the tournament, adding that the Zimbabwean team was put in its rightful place.
Don't have quality players. It showed our players are not good. Our coaches need to examine some of the players to take young players from Division 1 also.
Football analyst Farai Kambamura said the Warriors' performance justifies the means, as the Zimbabweans did not prepare well enough for the tournament.
The performance of Warriors was shoddy. It was poor. And we can contribute that to poor organization. They say if you fail to prepare, you'll be preparing to fail.
The Zimbabwe Football Association did not organize even a single friendly match for the Warriors prior to the start of the tournament. A member of the Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association, Witness Masocha, says it is wrong to point fingers at the coach and his players. He says Zifa badly let the team and the nation down.
I think their preparation was very, very weak. They did not do much preparations. And precisely, I think I'll blame it on the Zifa. They should have actually entertained those guys to go out and play a more challenging game.
However, there are others who have extended the debate to Coach Pasua, whom they are questioning whether he's the right man to handle the Warriors or that he's overrated. According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Pasua said he would have done better than settling for the wooden spoon in Rwanda where he featured mostly young players that is grooming for the senior squad. He partly blamed the loss to poor preparation for the tournament, as his squad did not have some warm-up friendly matches. But Gonese says the results of the African Nations Championships clearly expose Pasua's shortcomings at such a high level of football competition.
Pasua is good at the club level, but not at the national team. We need to improve. Maybe we can find someone who can do better in outside the country.
Warriors fan club member Tongisai Matapure says Pasua failed in his team selection and did not give the team the technical direction it required. He says the most honorable thing for Zifa is to fire Pasua before Zimbabwe faces more disasters. The Warriors are now in danger of finishing the tournament without a single point, as there is no guarantee that they will overcome Uganda on Wednesday. Gonese says, judging by their performance in the two matches they have played so far, the Warriors are unlikely to beat the Cranes of Uganda.
We have not scored a goal. How do you expect us to beat Uganda?
The Warriors are now shifting their attention to the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, in which they are joint top of their group along with Swaziland. After two rounds of matches, the Warriors have 4 points, the same as Swaziland, while Guinea and Malawi have a point each. Only one team from the group qualifies for the finals to be held in Gabon. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
With the African Nations Championship, Cameroon is looking forward to a quarterfinal match Saturday against Ivory Coast after topping Group B. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon finished with 7 points after victories over Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo and a scoreless draw against Ethiopia. For reaction to Cameroon's performance, my VOA colleague James Buddy called Yaounde, where he reached the editor of This Is Sports newspaper, Franklin Byrne.
Naturally, it's a reaction of joy. Especially, I would say it begins with surprise, because in as much as we what this is Cameroon, this is also the Indomitable Lions in that category. Our team started the competition rather slowly. It's true that they opened with a victory 1-0 against Angola, but it was a lackluster victory. And then they had this draw against the lame duck of the group, Ethiopia, in the second game. So facing the giant, so to say, of the group in the last game, this decisive game, the DR Congo, was a kind of a tall order for the Cameroon home-based national team. But see how surprisingly it turned out that we walloped them 3-1. And not just a victory, but a beautiful victory with wonderful football and 3 wonderful goals that you would hardly see even with the classical Indomitable Lions of Samuel Eto'o and Rigoberto.
Did you say, Franklin, that this is a home-based Indomitable Lions?
Yeah, this is a competition that the Confederation of African Football CAF created that to give some credit and to give some visibility to the home-based players. This is not the Africa Cup of Nations, the equivalent of the European Nations Cup or the Copa America, as you can say. This is the competition, the tournament of African nations' home-based players who otherwise would only be seen in the national leagues, which are not very much in the public view, not very much in the media. Or they could be seen in the African club competitions like the African Champions League or the African Confederation Cup. So this competition is there for home-based players to have a chance to play international football with other nations.
What are the chances that some of these players, that they can make the Indomitable Lions the main national team?
there is a great chance, just like, let me just give you an anecdote. Somebody after the Indomitable Lionesses, the women's national team has been doing so well on the international scene. You know, of course, that they emerged the best female national team in Africa when doing the CAF Awards earlier this month. So Cameroonians have been saying it looks like the next time the Indomitable Lions have a game, we'll rather feature the girls to play for us. I think that same feeling can take hold now. I'm sure that we'll begin to feel like the home-based player should rather represent us in the classical international competitions in place of the Indomitable Lions of Chukwu Moting, of Stefan Bia, of Abubakar, because the guys have really proven to have stuff in the legs. And I'm sure I can bet that when we get a new national team coach chosen, because we're still searching for one, it's supposed to be out any of these days, maybe in the coming weeks, I'm sure that that coach will have to consult with Ntungumpile if he's not going to be the one appointed to that position. And if he's not going to be one of those to assist the new coach who may likely be an expatriate, I'm sure that coach is going to consult Ntungumpile. And I'm sure that those on the shortlist are watching this competition for players they may need to use in the coming competitions within the Indomitable Lions, because these guys have proven to be really good.
That's Franklin Byern, the editor of Cameroon's This Is Sports newspaper. And Franklin was talking with my VOA colleague, James Buddy, from Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. Finally, in pro basketball, the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors crushed the visiting San Antonio Spurs Monday night, 120-90, in a meeting between the NBA's two top clubs. Star guard Stephen Curry once again led the Warriors with 37 points, including 6 3-point shots. I'm VOA.